It's you, Raoul, who say that? You, an old playfellow of my own? A friend of my father's? But you have changed since those days. What are you thinking of? I'm an honest girl, Monsieur le Vicomte de Chagny, and I don't lock myself up in my dressing room with men's voices. If you had opened the door, you would have seen that there was nobody in the room. That's true. I did open the door when you were gone, and I found no one in the room. So you see? Well? The Viscount summoned up all his courage. Well, Christine, I think that somebody is making game of you. She gave a cry and ran away. He ran after her, but in a tone of fierce anger she called out, "Leave me! Leave me!" And she disappeared. Raoul returned to the inn feeling very weary, very low-spirited, and very sad. He was told that Christine had gone to her bedroom, saying that she would not be down to dinner. Raoul dined alone in a very gloomy mood. Then he went to his room and tried to read, went to bed and tried to sleep. There was no sound in the next room. The hours passed slowly. It was about 11:30 when he distinctly heard someone moving, with a light, stealthy step, in the room next to his. Then Christine had not gone to bed. Without troubling for a reason, Raoul dressed, taking care not to make a sound, and waited. Waited for what? How could he tell? But his heart thumped in his chest when he heard Christine's door turn slowly on its hinges. Where could she be going at this hour, when everyone was fast asleep at Perrault? Softly opening the door, he saw Christine's white form in the moonlight, slipping along the passage. She went down the stairs, and he leaned over the baluster above her. Suddenly he heard two voices in rapid conversation. He caught one sentence. "Don't lose the key." It was the landlady's voice. The door facing the sea was opened and locked again. Then all was still. Raoul ran back to his room and threw back the window. Christine's white form stood on the deserted quay. The first floor of the setting sun was at no great height, and a tree growing against the wall held out its branches to Raoul's impatient arms and enabled him to climb down unknown to the landlady. Her amazement, therefore, was all the greater when, the next morning, the young man was brought back to her half-frozen, more dead than alive, and when she learned that he had been found stretched at full length on the steps of the high altar of the little church. She ran at once to tell Christine, who hurried down and, with the help of the landlady, did her best to revive him. He soon opened his eyes and was not long in recovering when he saw his friend's charming face leaning over him. A few weeks later, when the tragedy at the opera compelled the intervention of the public prosecutor, Monsieur Mifroy, the commissary of police, examined the Vicomte de Chagny touching the events of the night at Perrault. I quote the questions and answers as given in the official report, pages 150 and following.